The attention embarrassed him, but the publicity was good. The same reasoning that led him to appear in 2011 on the reality TV show Big Boss, where he hoped he could bring peace to the other contestants in the house. In that role of peacemaker, he also trekked in 2011 into the forests of Chhattisgarh to oversee the handover by Maoist rebels of 5 abducted policemen. In general, he thought the Maoists had been driven to violence by injustice and urged the Indian government to talk to them. He called often for dialogue with Muslims, too. This sort of thing got him regularly beaten up as anti-Hindu, a suggestion with which he had no patience. Certainly he rejected barbarisms such as Sati, or the superstitious worship of stone idols, but the true enemies of Hinduism were elsewhere, in the Hindutva movement championed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, fundamentalists who had perverted the sacred, inclusive power of Hinduism for partisan and nationalist ends. He saw nothing but calamity in the growth of that ideology in India. His work with bonded labourers also caused him disappointment. Relatively speaking, he had rescued few, and the practice went boldly on. He might have taken heart, though, from the number who came to his funeral, shyly recounting to reporters the horror of their work before and their hopes now. They, in particular, were glad he had not made his sannyasa in some remote mountain or forest, but with them in the weariness and pain and dust.